Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Second Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously. Truly a part of the solution. And the only way you win, or the only way we will win, is if you get informed. And then, on top of being, yes, somebody corrected me already, you got to step out. You got to do something. You got to make a change. You got to make a difference. You have to be willing to make that change and make that difference. Right? Otherwise, it just all falls on deaf ears. It's no big deal. No big whoop, as they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we were talking about this in the last hour. Got to continue on with it. Dr. B joins us at the first break. You got some issues. You don't know really what to do. You're kind of totally confused as what's going on around you. You may want to tune in for this and give a call. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. All right. California and other states with strong defund the police movements rank best to be a cop? according to a new study, but I'd like to know who put that out there, right? But the study considers a number of factors, including salary, police killed on duty, and educational prerequisites in training. I don't know how they come up with the safety of the cop in this one, right? But the soft on crime approach is hurting law enforcement. So Wallet Hub's 2023 Best and Worst States to Be a Police Officer is out as suggested. States known for the initiative to defund the police. Defund. Now, who paid for this? Are the best states to be a police officer, including Washington, D.C.? Now, according to these people, the top 10 states, and according in ascending order, are California, D.C., Connecticut, Maryland, Illinois, Ohio, Colorado, Washington, New York, and Massachusetts. Then why is it D.C. and New York and the others, but those two in particular, are losing cops at an alarming rate? Curious. Now, The bottom 10 states in descending order are Oregon, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Nevada, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alaska, and Arkansas. I mean, really, yes, I did say that. I mean, Texas came in 13, Pennsylvania 14. Now, and Florida, of all places, 24th. All right, think about this. Florida, pay their cops well, give them all kinds of benefits, stick behind them. The study selected three categories for making its rankings: opportunity, competition, training. If you have very little competition, training requirements, and job hazards. I would like to see how they ask this question. Right? I mean, and another story, I should know better. Is California taxed less than Texas? New study says yes. Are they nervous now? Are they now nervous coming up in the election knowing that this stuff's going to hit hard and hit real? The states listed as the best to be an officer in have been hotbeds of defund the police efforts by progressive politicians. Los Angeles slashed $150 million from their budget. San Francisco State of Police would no longer respond to non-emergency calls. Wow. You mean like dogs barking and that kind of thing? We'll wait till somebody shoots the dog or shoots the person with the dog because they won't shut them up. Is that what we're going to do? San Francisco will eventually reverse this decision because crime skyrocketed. Why does it, these are the people that make up these rules, make up these laws. It's almost like you say, hey, don't put your hand on that open flame or you're going to burn. And what happens? They look at you, nah, that won't happen. And they put their hand on the flame and they get burned and they go, oh my God, it did burn me. Well, I won't do that again. Right? Now, at the time, Mayor Eric Garcetti's decision was the quickest way to make our neighborhoods more dangerous. California was what ranked as the best state for law enforcement. This is hilarious. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Academics' opinions of police officers and their priorities seem to be the factor. So we're going to go to academics to find out how they feel about how the communities are. Now, de Blasio cut nearly $1 billion from the budget. Now, he's got the blood on his hands. Right? And he lost to Eric Adams with that whole defund the police thing. In 2020-2021, that year, they saw an 18% increase in resignations and a 45% increase in the retirement rate. Seattle lost over 200 officers. Now, how you're safer in these environments is totally beyond me. I have no clue. Minneapolis said that his staffing woes are so bad the police have been relegated to responding to only 911 calls. No proactive policing whatsoever. Washington State saw a 55% crime increase. So you're seeing these crime increases and they're still trying to tell you that these are the best states to be police officers in. They're demented. They truly are demented people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed, all right, before you open that big mouth of yours and get yourself in all kinds of trouble. Always appreciate, and this is why I bring on the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of discuss and talk about some of the issues you're going through, some of the things you're scratching your head about. And believe it, you're not the only one scratching your head. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
No, my pleasure. Absolutely. You're not the only one scratching your head. Being in California the last 48 hours and back in Texas, and my goodness.
Did you feel like you were like some of those Twilight Zone episodes where they kind of walk through this wall, that kind of LSD-ish type of trip, and then they get to the other side, they're a whole new... I mean, did you get that kind of feeling? Did you...
Yeah, you know, it's every time I go to California, it's an interesting experience. Where the LSD trip came actually was on my after I got off the the plane at the airport at DFW and hopped on the bus, the rental bus, or the bus to get to the parking where my car is, there are these three, I swear I thought I was in 1962, these three kids dressed in hippies, and they were so, the girl was like holding the guy's hand, and then they were holding the other girl's hand next to her, and they all were like so tripping on the bus, literally like catching butterflies in the air. And I'm like, let me guess, Colorado. They're like, yeah, man. And I just like, oh my gosh. You guys live in Texas? Yeah, Austin. I'm like, there you go. But there's my LSD trip. I was just like, okay, where am I? And I'm looking at them and I'm just like, you guys are like mid-30s. You know, what's with these cultures, these generations? And it just, I don't know. And it's like, why did you go? Well, it's legal. And I'm like, okay, then move there. I don't bring that here. And then it's just interesting how God hit me with all of these. You know, I prayed the whole time. It was a great trip. I got to see family. But just praying for this generation, honestly. And God just, I'm like, show me the future. You know, show me what I need to know. Show me who, bring to me people I need to speak to and gain knowledge, just in the cultural sense. So there were them. That was a great end to my trip. It was pretty funny. But then I am on the plane sitting next to this guy. He seemed nice enough. And he just strikes up a conversation. Like, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm great, you know. And we start talking. His name's Brandon. And he's talking about his parents were pastors. At one time, they were both retired. And we're just chatting about, and he's talking about his siblings, and then he's talking about, you know, his parents split, and, you know, his dad cheated, and I'm like, oh, wait, they were pastors, and just trying to, you know, it happens, I get it, but just, he seemed great. He's like, hey, do you ever listen to Amy Grant? Do you ever listen to Michael W. Smith? Do you ever, you know, all these Christian artists? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, but I was just getting a weird vibe, and I'm like, not weird, judgy, just like something's up, something is different. And they told me he was in interior design, he graduated from A&M, and you know, we're just talking, and then, you know, politics, you know me, right? I'm going to talk religion, I'm going to talk Jesus, and I'm going to talk politics. So we got the Jesus part out, yet I knew there was more there, and I'm just telling you and your audience this show to get to know people and talk to them, because I had the greatest conversation with, his name was Brandon, but I hope I changed his mind in a good way. So we're chatting politics, and he's like, can I be honest with you? Because I told him I'm a conservative. And he's like, oh, Republican. And I said, well, in name only, truly, but I'm a conservative. You know what I mean? It's so hard on either side to vote and to get involved because of the corruption that we're seeing. Probably more so on the Democrat side. But he's like, well, what do you do for a living? You know, are you in politics? Are you not? And I'm like, yes and no. But I have a radio show, and I talked about you. And he said, so you're conservative and not a Republican. And I said, what about you? He's like, oh, I'm a Democrat. And I'm like, what? I go, are you a Christian? And he's like, yes. And I go, but you're a Democrat. Yes. And I'm like, how old are you? He's like, 41. So he's at the end of the millennial. And I'm like, well, can I ask you some candid questions? And he's like, please, absolutely. So I asked him right about abortion. You know that your party supports, I said, the murdering of the unborn. And I said, and your party took God out of their entire platform. What do you think about that? And he said, yes, I'm aware of all that. And he tried to kind of backtrack, well, maybe I'm more of a libertarian. And I wouldn't let him backtrack. And I said, talk to me first about the LGBT movement, them taking God out of that platform. And I said, I'm not judging. I'm just curious, right? This is what we have to do, is get to know why these people think the way they do so we can learn. And he said, well, I guess I'm more of a libertarian, and this is the coward part of him. I'm like, Brandon, you're being a coward. I just think that people should make their own choice, right? It's not my body. And I'm like, well, it's not theirs either. That child is not theirs either. That child is a child. And, you know, all these lights were going on. You know, I can tell that he was really wanting to know and listen. And he's like, I'm going to have to think about that, you know, truly. And I said, no, you're just saying that. He's like, no, I'm going to really think about that. And I said, what about, you're a Christian, in the Bible it says the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you just skip over that? And then here it came, Joe, the things we've heard, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible was written a long time ago, and cultures change. And I said, does God change? No. Well, that's God's word. So if God doesn't change, does his word change? No, not at all. So what changes? So he just couldn't answer that, right?
Right. He can't.
Like you're asking me these really hard questions. You know, he goes, I'm really actually going to think about this stuff. And I said, do you mind if I, you know, talk about you and use your name? You know, and I won't, you know, I don't know his last name. He's like, no, please. But the other interesting thing now from a mental health perspective I asked about the LGBT, all of that. And he's like, oh, I'm gay too.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So a gay Christian who is for abortion that votes Democratic. So these are my favorite people, honestly, because you can really have good conversations. And we had literally a three-hour conversation back and forth. And I appreciated that he spoke to me respectively and was very kind. And he tried to have facts, you know, and I think I won all of the facts. The factual, debate, because I use the word of God. I've got so much more.
And we're going to talk about so much more right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B right after this.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it's Congress's constitutional duty to raise the debt ceiling.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre accused House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis. Republicans insist this is the moment to address decades of bloated federal spending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying another National Guard unit to the border for this week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations, and without it, there are worries about a surge of illegal immigration. The governor says the Texas Tactical Border Force will focus on stopping asylum seekers from crossing illegally into the country. The Biden administration estimates that 13,000 people will come across the border illegally on a daily basis once Title 42 expires on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You don't want to be part of the problem. Really that simple. You want to be part of the solution. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, you got a question, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and let's bring her on. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week, to try to deal through some of the issues and things that you're going through right now. And, you know, Dr. B, you're a lot nicer than I am, because usually when I get on a plane, I usually fall asleep right away. Can't be bothered with the people next to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Joe, you have no idea. I had been up since 3 a.m. that morning because I was dropping my daughter off at camp, and I didn't sleep until I got an hour of sleep. So I wanted to sleep that 3 hours, but I really felt God, you know, had me. And I was, like, barely awake. But this guy, I mean, he was so fascinating. Well, let me tell you the part that got me talking to him. This was the very beginning of our conversation, because he found out, you know, I told him I was a psychologist. We were talking about what each other did for a living. Remember, he was an interior designer. And he said, oh, wow. And he goes, so a Christian psychologist. I said, yeah. And he goes, that's cool. And he, you know, I just have a way of, and I do it not to manipulate. I do it because I really care about people, to get to know people. And I go, well, you know, I sense that you had a time in your life, right? You know, I just could sense it. And he's like, yes. And he told me that he had this life and you know, and he was at the top of his game, right, in charge of HR and making good money in the house, the car, everything, the money. And he, I believe, got fired. Something happened where he wasn't working anymore. And he said immediately right after that, I fell into a very deep depression, just crashed, like, bad. Like, I'm not going to be here on this planet anymore. And he couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, wow, so that sounds like a situational issue, you know, and many people have that where everything is stripped of you, your family in some ways. Your job can be your money, your car, your house. You never know. And it was interesting speaking to him about it. You know, he wasn't homeless or anything like that, but everything definitely came to a drastic end, which it can for people. And I want to talk about him because I can see God in him with all his struggles, with him being gay, being a Democrat. So I said, did you get out of the depression? Do you still struggle? Are you okay? And he said, I did get out of it. It was like 6 to 10 months, but I got out of it. And I said, well, what did you do? Did you have to take meds? He's like, no. He said, I went to a counselor, right? These modern day people, these modern day psychologists, and it was ridiculous, right? There's no help. They just want to put you on medication or, you know, mind bend you, you know, psychobabble you to death, right?
Yes, that's my favorite word, by the way, psychobabble. Go ahead.
Psychobabble? Oh, yep. My gosh, it's so common. And I said, what did you do? And he said, God's like, look, Brandon, there's a reason here. There's a reason. There's a refining going on. Open your eyes. Quit being prideful. Quit being proud of yourself. And get to work for me. And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, that's what I heard. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And he goes, well, start with going outside. Because he lives in an area of Dallas where there are homeless people. He goes, start by going outside and seeing what the heck you can do. And he's like, homeless people? Like, no, gross, right? And so he got what money he had. And he packed some bags of food and went out there. And all of a sudden, homeless people are showing up. And he's ministering to them and giving them food and just walking with them, and started being his daily mission, right? Is helping the homeless. And then he started getting involved with other organizations to help and serve and volunteer. And then he stumbled across somebody who was in interior designing and blah, blah, blah. And he got a job doing that and back up his career with flying up. This guy is very, very talented. Wow. And I'm like, well, it's so weird. It's like, here you have somebody who grew up with decent parents, it sounds like, and in the Word, but in this millennial culture that now has captured him, the social media, the phones, him seeing the world, he is extremely, I can tell, there's a battle going on inside of him. And these are the messages I get all the time from people on Facebook, especially being on the show afterwards, is just the battle that their kids are fighting because of the world. And we had a great conversation, and I shared scripture, and he shared scripture. He knows the Bible. But I'm like, you are living in this liberal world. I go, no wonder you were depressed. And he says, yeah, he still has these moments where he just crashes. And I go, and that's when I think you need to listen to. That the whole debate, you've got to not call it a lifestyle I identify as. You cannot say abortion, it is murder. You cannot say choice, it is murder. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is not the woman's body. That thing, that drives me nuts when women say my body, my choice. Really, you have two bodies, really?
Well, it's going to be even more crazy when it's a Christian saying it's my body, my choice.
It's unbelievable. It's an excuse. And so anyway, we had a great conversation, and I prayed for him, and he was so respectful, and that I appreciate. I will continue to pray for Brandon, and I gave him a card, so hope he's listening maybe. And if I have anything wrong, Brandon, if you're listening, let me know. Give me a call. But I just had so much respect for him for figuring out a way out of his depression. I'm not saying that everybody can just go feed the homeless and get out of their depression. Don't give me hate emails. what I'm saying is it worked for him to push through it and to get out of his own head and to and get out and serve the Lord, and God rewarded him with this satisfaction, this feeling that he was being Christ-like. And we talked about that, and we talked about the pride of the LGBT movement, because he said he hates pride. And I go, well, what do you think of the LGBT, you know, the whole pride? And he said, I hate that about them, actually. And I'm like, well, why or what? You're saying all these things, but you say you identify in all these ways, you know, and So I just kind of spoke to him and said, I think you're actually a libertarian, so let's just, how about you register as an independent? And he said, yeah, I've been kind of thinking about that. I think I will change parties. So hopefully I won at least one over. I'll take independent. and really think about that baby, that body, you know, of, you know, that little sweet thing. And that is not, you know, that is not a thing to be thrown out. And, of course, he wants to go where everybody goes, what about the race and the medical issues? And I said, if there are medical issues, they're going to save the mother. They're going to say, you go to the hospital, they're going to do everything they can to save the mother and hopefully save the baby.
That's
as far
true.
As rapes, and that is 0.009% of abortion are of rape. Now, I don't agree with it even then, but it's such a minute point that you can't stand on that at all. So he said, I'm going to have to really think about this. So, and I believed him. So I think he did. But I just want to encourage people to just love on other people and pray the entire time you're talking and don't judge, you know, don't yell and scream. Because we had a great conversation. And
you're taking all the fun away. You know that from me. Anyway.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. But I really do think he's going to think, you know, about this. And he has my card. I hope he gives me a call. And, you know, he's
no, wait, listen. I agree with you. I've had people come to me long after we've had a conversation and say, you know, I really had to think about what you said. You know, at first I just wanted to hate on you, but, you know, some of the stuff you said I couldn't refute. And because I couldn't refute it, I figured, before I go after him, I better make sure I've got the information I need.
Before they go after you.
yeah, you know, it's I don't know if I just bring out the combat in people or what, but, you know, it's always, oh, I'm going to show him, I'm going to go get this, and I'm going to show him if there's that, and I'm going to show him this, and I go, okay, I'm good with, you know, my favorite little mantra used to be, prove me wrong, I'm okay. I want to learn. Teach me. And I think it sheds a whole different light on stuff. All right, got to go for a quick break. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back. Joe Mazzuto, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. Yes. And I'll stop using that mantra as soon as you guys stop being the problem. How's that? All right. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. And if you feel bad about that, Dr. B is on the line here now to talk with you. Anyhow. I'm sorry. No more soft shoeing it, lady. That's it. You know, Jesus, when he walked up to the leaders of the church, he didn't go, "Oh, boys, I need you to stop." No, he said, you bunch of vipers. You bunch of boneheads. You know?
Okay, well, I did give Brandon a message. I don't know if you heard it or not, but when we're done, and I like to end it this way when I'm talking to soft Christians, but a nice guy. He has so much right. I really appreciated so much of what he was saying that he realized he was being refined. And I'm like, but you have more refining. I was thinking, but, you know, we were talking about how kind Jesus was. And he said, in my life, I just want to spread kindness. And I go, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. But sometimes you have to have truth with that kindness. Or many times you have to have truth. And I said, while Jesus was kindness, because you want to talk about Jesus. We can't. We all know he existed. Whether he's your Lord or not is between you and the paint in the wall. But he's Jesus. He's God. And he believes that. You know what I mean? I always like to find the common ground.
Right.
And, you know, you just kind of get him in. And I'm like, so you believe Jesus is God? Yes. Do you believe he was kind and loving? Yes. Okay. And this is where I go. Woman at the well. Oh, he was so kind and took her in. And even though she, you know, had, you know, sleeping with this. And then I go, yes, you know the story. He's like, yes, that's what I want to be. I want to show love like that. And I go, great. What did he say before he left? I love you. I said, well, yes, after that. He's like, he said something after that? I said, yes.
I'm sorry.
He said, now go and sin no more. And it's like, he's like, oh, wow. I'm like, yes. This seems to be the part that these generations and these cultures are missing. So there you go. That's the go and sin no more. It was a command. It was meant. And it was in the Bible. It's in the Bible for a reason. So, yeah, I feel like we forget that, you know, and even as parents, we want to be.
No, you're so nice. We don't forget it. It's one of those things that we figure, if you don't look at it, it doesn't pertain to you, right? We want to do what we want to do as humans. You know that. And the bottom line with it is that you don't want to adhere to the rules, because if you adhere to the rules, you know, I'm not going to be able to have fun anymore. Come on, Dr. B. I'm not going to be able to enjoy my life. You know, a little adultery here and there never really hurt anybody.
That's right.
Right? God will forgive me. Remember, Jesus came to forgive my sin. So we're good, right?
Hey, we're totally good. We're on it. I think what gets me is, and not just Brandon, but other people telling me that the Bible was written a long time ago. Oh, okay. I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
So we're history books. So we can change history. Well, yes, apparently we can change history books. But you know what I mean? In essence, so we can just change the outcome of the Vietnam War. We can just change the outcome of Hitler and the Jews then, because it was written a while ago.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You're not making sense. Then, you know, and just do this with people. So you think God changes? No. Do you believe he was and is and is to come? Yes. Okay. So he doesn't change. Does his word change? No, right? We just got to go through it and speak truth. And my call really is to get parents to ask kids these questions, to really ask them if they have a moral and value system. We talk about this a lot, and I'm not going to shut up about it, because we stopped talking about COVID and the depression and the suicide wave coming, and it came, and it's here, and it's bad, and the developmental issues, it's all here. So to me, this is the next thing. If you really truly love your children, and I've already made a call to parents to take their phones and find out what's on them, and I see through the radio that you all have not done that. So if you can at least sit with them, and it requires less than physically grabbing their phone and asking
them
their password.
You want me to talk to my kid? Are you serious?
I know.
Go ahead.
I know they're upstairs right now, and you haven't seen them since dinner, and then maybe you baked up dinner upstairs with them, but you need to bring them downstairs and ask them what moral code they believe in, what they believe about God, and how they're living and what their rights and wrongs are. And I love what you said to me, Joe, at the break, off radio here.
You're going to tell him I said I was crying, did I?
Yes, he was crying like a baby that touched me. No, just about that, just because you become a Christian, right, you're still going to sin. It's just that you have this conviction and you know have a way out, right? You have a way of redemption and confession and
you're learning.
And that's beautiful, you know? I'm getting there. You know, I've only been a Christian since I was seven, so I know. I'll eventually get there.
Yeah, I came to it late in life. But I remember working with, I'd been born again for a while, and I was, you know, talking to people about God like everybody does, you know, like, and one of my workers at the time, and I'm sitting there and I'm working, I've got a cigarette in my mouth, and he goes, aren't you a Christian? And I said, yeah, I am. And here I'm ready to answer his question, right? And he goes, and don't you guys believe that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? And I said, yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for that question, right? And he goes, and why do you smoke? Just took all the air out of my, like, oh, you know.
Took all the fun away, Joe.
You got a point. Well, you know, and it dawned on me, okay, it's something I never really put effort into. You know, I got
right.
convicted at that moment. And, you know, eventually, shortly thereafter, I did quit smoking. And, but it took somebody enlightening me. It wasn't like the Holy Spirit ran down all my ills. Okay, you got to stop this and this and this and this and this and stop doing this and that and the other thing and forget the cheeseburgers on Tuesday. They're killing you.
Right.
Right? We have to work through it.
Yes.
We learn. We engage. We figure it out.
We do, and you go as convicted, and that's the thing I'm seeing, and this is a big word I've used it before, if anyone can guess. Parents hate it when I use it, and I get hate every time. Thank you, Joe. I get hate emails after I use this, but you need to think about it. We are in a culture because we are not sitting there and we're not consistently disciplining our children and giving them boundaries and really calling them out and letting them have natural consequences, right? Letting them feel that guilt. Then they're not being convicted. And the big word is sociopaths.
Ooh,
seeing more than ever, preteen on up, sociopathological behavior, which is also called, and we've talked about this too, antisocial personality disorder, meaning has nothing to do with social. It's anti-society. That they don't care about the rules, it doesn't matter to them, and they don't feel that conviction. And it is our duty and responsibility as parents to get them off social media and know what they're looking at and what they're reading and what they're watching. I had a teenager tell me to watch this show. And I watched it. I'm like, you gotta watch the show, Dr. B. You'll love it. And I'm watching it. And I'm like, there is violence. There is blood. There is the sex and the depravity and the orgies. And I'm like, I went back to this teenager. I'm like, why are you asking me to watch this? I had to turn it off. I almost threw up. And he's like, no, but the storyline. And then I'm like, what storyline? I couldn't get past the disgust. He's like, what? What disgust? And I'm like, the sex, the gore, the language? He's like, I didn't even notice that. I was just into the storyline. And that just hurt my head.
I've been watching some shows from the 70s and the 80s that I really, back then, thought were funny and wasn't paying attention to. And the underlying tone of some of what was going on. Now that I'm aware, I see it. I go, oh my God, they were setting us up back then, and I didn't even know.
Totally.
It. You know, I have you'll love this. I had a friend of mine that I had lunch with last week, and he was telling me about his boys. And he's got one boy that's out there cranking, doing things, making life happen. He said my 17-year-old is lost. He spends most of his time in his room on video games. He comes down to eat with us. You can see his whole demeanor has changed. He's totally different. His mom said, leave him alone. He's not causing any trouble. And I go, no, he will. He won't be able to function in the real world. You're letting that kid play video games all day long. It's changing the pathways in his brain. I got somebody that's on my show on a regular basis. I'll put you in touch with her. This is not good.
Look at you talking about the brain. Good job.
Yeah,
it absolutely does. It's the prefrontal lobe. And it's our impulse control, it's our feelings, it's our conviction. That is what we are numbing. Digital heroin. I talk about it all the time. It's just like giving your kid heroin if they're on any kind of device more than an hour a day. And I know it's impossible. They have to have whatever. Then just go out and buy heroin. And I'm not saying do that, but that's what you're doing.
But
that's what the brain
is. Exactly right. You walk in, you see your kid taking drugs in the room, you go, well, it's easy. Only does it in this room. It's okay.
That's
anyway,
right.
Gotta go. Where do they find you?
Find me at drbradio.com.
Perfect. All right, people, be good. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.